وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
This segment was sponsored by Edura, South Africa's discount megastore.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين.
This is the book about which there is no doubt, a guidance for those conscious of Allah. Let us understand the Quran so that we can be guided by it, inshallah.
You're listening to Your World Today, where you won't miss a thing.
This is the book about which there is no doubt, a guidance for those conscious of Allah. Let us understand the Quran so that we can be guided by it, inshallah.
Tafsir of the Quran with Mufti Yusuf Musaji.
إن الله خلق خلقه في ظلمة. Allah created His creation in darkness. ثم ألقى عليهم من نوره. Allah then cast His light upon them. فمن أصابه من نوره يومئذ اهتدى. Those who received a share of the light of Allah on that day were guided. ومن أخطأه ضل. And those who missed it went astray. The light of Allah is manifest in all creation. The special share of guidance and ma'rifat, hidayat and ma'rifat, that guide the believers or the believers that have received the light of Allah can be understood in light of the example that the body of a devoted believer is like that of a niche in which a glittering glass like a star is placed. This glass is likened to the heart that is connected to the spiritual world. The light of ma'rifat and hidayat, guidance, is lit in this glittering glass. The light is obtained from a very pure, clear and fine oil, which is extracted from an extremely blessed tree, the olive tree. And this tree is such that nothing covers it from the east nor from the west. In other words, there's nothing that keeps it away from the sunlight from any direction. It's an open field where the sunlight strikes it morning and evening. And it has been experienced that oil from such an olive tree is far more fine and clear. Its oil is so clear and bright that it seems to be illuminated without the fire even touching it. So this oil is the good inherent capability and the light of divine assistance, which is blessed, which is the blessed light of Allah, which Allah casts into the hearts of the believers. Just as the blessed olive tree is being described as la sharqiyya wa la gharbiyya, neither east nor west, the light of Allah is also free from any specific direction. So what we are talking about, we are looking at the verse in which Allah talks about the light. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. Mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. The similitude of this light, of Allah's light, is like that of a niche in which is a lamp. Al-misbah hufi zujajah. Az-zujajatu ka'annaha kawkabun. The lamp is enclosed in a glass. The glass is like a sparkling star. The lamp is lit by the oil of the blessed tree, an olive tree that is neither east nor west. In shajratin mubarakatin zaytunatin la sharqiyyati wa la gharbiyya. Yakadu zaytuha yudhi'u wa law lam tamsashu nar. Allah says that its oil would almost shine out even though the fire did not touch it. And we spoke about that in just a moment ago, where we said that because of the direct sunlight, it's so bright that it almost looked like it's on fire. Nurun ala nur, light upon light. Yahdi Allahu li nuri man yasha. Allah guides to His light whoever He wills. وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ. And Allah sets forth parables for the people. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And Allah knows everything. May Allah grant us from His light. The light of Allah is something which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua using this as a medium. At the time of Ta'if, we know when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had undertaken the journey to Ta'if, and he was ridiculed, and he was taunted, and he was pelted, and he was chased out of Ta'if by the riffraff, by the ignorant, by the most wretched people. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam continued until he came to a point, Qarnul Manazil, where he fell into almost a state of unconsciousness because of the blood of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being shed, and him having to walk after being stoned. And at that point he said that, أعوذ بنور وجهك الذي أشرقت له الظلمات. Now Allah, I seek refuge through the illumination of your countenance, with which the pits of darkness become illuminated. وَصَلُحَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. And upon which the affairs of this world and the year after are set right. أَيْ يَحُلَّ بِي غَضَبُكَ. I seek protection that your anger or that your wrath may descend upon me. أَوْ يَنْزِلَ بِي سَخَتُكَ. لَكَ الْأُطْبَى. Hatta tala, it is my duty to seek your pleasure till you are pleased. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. There is no power and might except through Allah. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make dua at the time of Tahajjud during the night, he would say, Allahumma anta nuru samawati, you are the light of the heavens and the earth. Allahumma ja'al fi أذني نورا وفي سمي نورا وفي بصري نورا وفي قلبي نورا وفي مخي نورا وعن يميني نورا وعن شمالي نورا ومن فوقي نور ومن تحتي نور. Oh Allah, illuminate my ears, illuminate my heart, illuminate my eyes, every part of my body, to the extent of asking for illumination for every sha'r, every hair. And then he would say, وَاجْعَلْ لِي نُورًا وَأَعْظِمْ لِي نُورًا وَاجْعَلْ لِي نُورًا. In other words, increase my nur. In fact, turn me into an embodiment of nur. Nothing but nur. Nur yi nur. That an embodiment of nur. Make me an embodiment of light and illumination. And that is why we should make this dua for the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter our body. When we make a dhikr, then we should go into a state of muraqabah, reflecting on the great power of Allah, and think of the light of Allah coming from the throne of Allah and entering into our body from the tip of our head, and it permeating and spreading slowly from limb to limb, from cell to cell, as it goes from one part of the body spreading downwards. Picture this white light of Allah, very, very bright, coming down your body, going downwards, starting from the head, moving then down the neck, down the shoulders, to the arms, down the center of the body, through the chest, until eventually it reaches the toes. And then picture your whole body being illuminated by the nur of Allah. And that is what is required of us, and that is what we need to envisage, and that is what we need to experience when we talk of the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the light of Allah, then we remain in darkness, darkness upon darkness. We will never see the light. May Allah grant us to His nur, make us from the true recipients of His nur.
لكن نسأل الله ثبات. الأرض ميدان نسير به لنيل الأمنيات، ورحلة فيها نجاهد كي نرى معنى الحياة، ولنزال على طريق طموحنا حتى الممات، تهزنا الأهواء لكن نسأل الله ثبات.
During the time of Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, the Muslims, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and Tabi'een and their allies, alhamdulillah, had reached into Europe. And testimony to that on the number of maqabir and grave sites said to be of those of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the Tabi'een that are found, especially in the Anatolian area of Turkey. And this, alhamdulillah, is a tribute that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, during the first Ahad and the first generation of Islam, their fervor brought deen to that particular part of the world. There's an incident regarding regarding Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anh. Now what we don't know about Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anh, that he was amongst the contingent that during the time